Bill Pratt is an instructor in personal and corporate finance at East Carolina University. He's the co-author of How to Keep Your Kid from Moving Back Home After College, and he joins us on the morning show. Hi, Bill.
Hello, how are you doing?
Doing great. First of all, it might seem a little cold coming right out and saying parents need to ensure the kids don't move back in when they graduate college or university, but it really is the nature of how this is supposed to be, right? And for a number of reasons, I'm sure. Tell us why.
Yeah, absolutely. And the first thing I would say is it's not as much about making sure they definitely don't move back home. It's making sure they don't have to move back home because they're unemployed or because they failed out of college. So it's more about having the option, really. And it is absolutely critical because delaying that start on their own, starting out, getting the job, getting their apartment and so forth, they start to sort of delay that adult life. And that not only has consequences to the economy, obviously, but to their own individual self. For instance, if they don't get a job right away, then now all of a sudden they're losing a year's worth of salary. They're one pay raise behind all their peers and so forth.
One point that you make is really important and probably overlooked, especially early, is that a job search should begin during the freshman year. And we're not talking about the temporary part-time gig at McDonald's for spending money, but the future graduate's actual career, are we not?
You're correct. What happens is most students go to college, they pick a major because it sounds fun, the roommate advises them to take it, whatever, and then they kind of stumble through 4 years, and at the end of their graduation period, last semester, they say, you know what, 6 weeks I graduate, I should go look for a job and so forth. But what the real approach should be, start the freshman year, start asking the questions, what do I like to do, where do I want to work, and then find out by going to the career fairs and so forth that are offered by colleges and communities, find out starting the freshman year who's hiring in this type of field and what are they looking for in a graduate. And then you can start gearing your classes and your major and those type of choices early on in your college career and not find out at the last minute.
Now, your book, How to Keep Your Kid from Moving Back Home After College, tell us a little bit about that and where listeners can find it.
Sure. Yeah, the book it tries to take parents from acceptance letter through graduation. And the goal was, I teach on campus and we have parents come in every summer. We do a summer orientation session. And what we're finding is that parents want to help their kid. They want to give them some guidance and so forth, but they've never really had any resource. So we created this resource for them to be able to know what it is I need to tell my student. What do I need to help them with? And so we walk them through the three major parts are basically, making the most of college, making the right kind of choices there and being successful, and then handling your money properly, which includes student loans as well as credit cards and budgeting, and then that last part, which is launching yourself into the working world in terms of, making your getting a job and paying off your student loans, and in the event that you do move home, what things you need to look at. And the book is available on Amazon.com, would be the easiest location. You can also check out our website, which is viaticusgroup.com. That's V as in Victor, but the Amazon might be a little easier for most folks.
And you mentioned we when talking about the book, so tell me a little about the co-author, because we're going to try and get you guys on You Talking to Me, actually, my interview show, before school starts again in September.
Yeah, that'd be great. I have a co-author. My co-author created a personal finance class at East Carolina University several years ago, and the class has grown in popularity and so forth. And what we've seen over the years is the need for financial literacy, which we've sort of expanded into financial literacy and literacy in terms of making the most of college, which includes those tips I gave earlier about asking the freshman year what type of things are being looked for from employers. And so my co-author and I and a third colleague actually started writing a textbook, and then after that we kind of realized there's something that parents need, and that's when we got together and wrote this book as well. So we've identified several needs with parents and students and tried to fill those needs, if you will, with our content information.
And give us your website address again.
Sure. Yeah, it's www.viaticusgroup.com.
The book, How to Keep Your Kid from Moving Back Home After College. Listeners can look for that book at Amazon.com as well. And appreciate you taking the time to be on this morning.
Great. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.